How can you and I believe a good God created an evil world? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec is a Christian apologist who speaks around the world and has written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. Alec, the problem of evil has got to be one of the toughest questions that Christians face.
John, looking at evil is difficult, but saying I can't believe in God doesn't solve the problem. If there is no God, there is no problem of evil because there is no evil, not really. Without God, there's no standard above and beyond us that applies to all of us. Evil just becomes a subjective word. It describes things we don't like.
And other people might like the things we don't like.
One man's meat is another man's poison.
But Alec, let's be honest here. Some things do seem to stand out as evil, pure evil, and they get our attention.
Absolutely. How many people do you know that defend human trafficking?
Right.
It sounds bizarre, but recognizing evil can actually point us back in the direction of God. We need an absolute moral standard if we're going to point the finger at anyone or anything. As C.S. Lewis said, you don't call a line crooked unless you already have an idea of a straight line.
Okay, Alec, if taking God out of the picture doesn't solve the problem, putting him back in raises a question. Why didn't a good God create a good world?
The Bible says a good God did create a good world with good people, but he also chose to make them free. And with that freedom, people rejected God. They became separated from him. C.S. Lewis called this the Great Divorce. And the problem of evil is a result of broken people living in a broken world. Christians can make sense of the problem of evil, and knowing the solution is a great way to start sharing the gospel.
Reason Why with Alec McClellan. It's ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, go to reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.